Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Many of us didn't see it yet in early 2020, but today millions of us are now aware of the emerging one world government and their deceitful plans to seize power hidden under the guise of world health. And many of us are now awake to the fact that this so-called New World Order is religiously paganistic, luciferic, and satanic. So it's no surprise that their coronation ball climaxes on May 28th with a devil-horned moon and the Jupiter-Mars conjunction, which is believed to bring success when starting a war. Their big week of megalomania begins on May 22nd in Switzerland, with both the World Health Organization's annual World Health Assembly and the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos. In Geneva, the WHO will be voting on a pandemic treaty known officially as the Zero Draft Report of the Working Group on Strengthening WHO Preparedness and Response to Health Emergencies. This pandemic treaty will make them the directing and coordinating authority on international health. The WHO's Zero Draft Plan includes regular simulation exercises, global surveillance, more vaccines, more censorship, contact tracing, and digital vaccine passports. In Davos, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum's annual meeting theme is History at a Turning Point. Their agenda includes more vaccines, more censorship, and more LGBTQI resilience. The same week in Indonesia, the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction is holding their annual global platform, where they will be planning for regular ongoing pandemic simulations, more global governance, more money to fight climate change, and ultimately accomplishing the United Nations 2030 Agenda, also known as the Great Reset. After the New World Order's narcissistic coronation week ends with the devil-horned moon and the Jupiter-Mars conjunction, Klaus Schwab and his fellow Satanists can celebrate with their friends at CERN. And then what? In March of 2021, the Nuclear Threat Initiative conducted a tabletop exercise simulating a global pandemic involving a monkeypox terrorist attack. Something that Bill Gates has told us to expect. The Biden administration has just bought millions of doses of monkeypox vaccines, and mysterious cases are now being reported. The final assault of the New World Order will involve a man-made bioattack, food shortages, FEMA camps, rolling blackouts, and endless riots. Violence may save your life someday, and it might save our freedom. But it's not a solution. If we really wanted to solve this problem, we could all peacefully convene at our local government council and demand either their allegiance to the Constitution or their immediate resignation. Because the New World Order is not going to surrender, and the entire U.S. government is under their control. This coming Memorial Day, remember and honor the ancestors who died for our freedom, because it may very well be our last.
Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. It offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I hope from 95, hey, hell, I pay the price. I don't want to be left alone.
Evil always builds in secret and quietly undermines the pillars of the civilization it is infesting. And then it becomes arrogant and expands the level of the crimes and conquests that it is engaged in. And then it always bites off more than it can chew. History is replete with examples. You don't need me to give you those. Now, we knew about the global government takeover plan even before World War II with the League of Nations and the Rockefeller Anglo-American establishment program for world government that predates even them, going back to Cecil Rhodes. And we have the countless tabletop exercises and directives of the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins, the United Nations, saying they would use a virus to bring in their world ID, the carbon taxes, the social credit score, the carbon rationing that comes with that. But now at Davos, now moved to Geneva with 5,000 troops and 5,000 police, arresting and detaining journalists for no reason, they are openly announcing new lockdowns in their new treaty. We have it right here. Reversing course. They said, the lockdowns killed a bunch of people, didn't work, but now they reverse course. Who is set to officially recommend every country adopt COVID lockdowns and abrupt change to policy and put in a Bill Gates-controlled surveillance grid? The Davos group 2 weeks ago signed a treaty with the UN, basically merging them into the command of the UN apparatus in UNESCO. It's incredible. They're announcing censorship, globally directed. They're announcing hell on earth. Dr. Reiner Fulmick is a trial lawyer specializing in the banking and stock exchange law. I won't read his whole bio, but I thought he's been one of the most articulate individuals. He's put on these big symposiums that have done mock grand juries and juries with experts seeing the evidence on gain of function and so much more. And we've got him for the rest of the hour here with us today. Here's a quote. We are dealing with megalomaniacs, psychopaths, and sociopaths who must be stopped and, in fact, should even be stopped a very long time ago. But now the time has come. More and more people worldwide are waking up and realizing who is pushing which goals with the pandemic. Even in the mainstream media is hiding it. Hundreds of thousands of people are talking and taking to the streets all over the world, truly millions. Dr. Reiner Fulmick, he's with us to lay out the big picture and then zoom in the particulars as they prepare the next lockdowns and next phase in their own words. But this is being done as a response to their global system falling apart and people waking up to it, and their financial system with all the derivatives and quadrillions of dollars they put out coming to an end, and they now said in the speeches today and yesterday, we'll play them again later, that you need the pain. The pain is good because of the earth. That's why there's inflation. That's why they're doing the transition. That's why they're cutting off the fossil fuels. So they're telling you the depression that's here is something you deserve while they double and triple their wealth and fly around on private jet airplanes and live in huge mansions. So that's my say on this. I'm going to try to get Reiner Fulmick to have the floor here for the rest of the hour and really lay out what we're facing. But such a historic moment to have corporate world government openly announced and that they are bankrupting us for our own good while they become even richer and now claim ownership of our bodies and our words and our speech. We are facing tyranny that dwarfs Hitler, Stalin, and Mao in sophistication and in its capacity to carry out their operations. So, Dr. Reiner Fulmick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me again. I keep saying that had somebody told me this 2 years ago, I would have told them to take their pills, go see a doctor, and things would be fine again. But I have to agree with your assessment of the situation. What we're facing is a long and carefully planned agenda. This is not new. This has been going on for about 100 years. And I stand by the Corona Committee's assessment, but also, this coincides with Dr. Judy Mikovits' assessment that we don't have a problem with any pandemic. We don't have a problem with any virus. We only have a problem with scare tactics that are designed to drive us to accept shots that will then cause the real problem. That is the real pandemic. It's vaccine-induced immune systems being compromised. It is vaccine-induced thrombotic diseases. Nothing that we're seeing is real except for the damage that the vaccines, the so-called vaccines, are inducing. The virus, and this becomes clearer and clearer by the minute, so to speak, the virus is no problem for our immune system. As long as it works, as long as we keep our immune system intact, we can deal with it, even if it's tampered with, even if it's the result of gain-of-function experiments. I'm not even sure if these gain-of-function experiments play any other role than to induce additional fear to make it look even more dangerous. But and I trust Judy Mikovits on this. She seems to be one of the most brilliant minds in all of this as a biologist. She's also one of the very few people who have had personal interactions with the people who are playing this game, including Fauci. And she kept telling us over and over and over again, if you keep your immune system intact, you don't have anything to worry about. She says she's been infected with pretty much everything that's out there. But as long as the immune system is there, it can deal with it. And it turns out that probably even AIDS was not caused by HIV, but rather by fear-mongering. There are different reasons why people had compromised immune systems. Much of it has to do with an unhealthy lifestyle, just like the plague, for example, in the Middle Ages, had to do with hygienic conditions. Once these hygienic conditions were cleaned up, the plague went away. This is what we've seen over and over and over again. It's always the same narrative. What we're dealing with is vaccine-induced. It's induced by the pharmaceutical industry. And just as you said, they're using health as a, I guess you could call it a crowbar, in order to force upon us their one-world government and their one-world digital currency. That's all there's to it. It's difficult enough to swallow this, and it's probably very difficult for people who've been trusting, older people in particular, who've been trusting their governments. They have to understand that what you're saying is absolutely correct, Alex. We're not dealing with our governments anymore. In particular, in Europe, it is very clear that no one who is in positions of power in the European Parliament is nothing. They're all a creation of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders Program, without exception. They don't care about their people. They do care about pushing through the agenda of the World Economic Forum. They want to force us to take more vaccines. They want to force us to wear masks again because all of a sudden this monkeypox appears out of nowhere. Well, it doesn't really appear out of nowhere because all of the players who were involved in the corona pandemic have also written about or have been involved in coming up with this new monkeypox plague. Monkeypox is not dangerous for anyone unless they have a compromised immune system. We believe that they're coming up with this in order to distract our attention from the fact that the immune system's damage is a result of the so-called vaccines. They're trying to distract our attention. And they're trying to keep us in panic mode because more and more people are waking up. And it looks like towards the end of the year, probably even sooner than that, maybe in the fall, so many people are waking up that they're going to have to pull the next stage. And that is going to be the war in Ukraine, which I'm afraid it looks as though this is going to spill over into Germany and then the rest of Europe. Hopefully it's not going to turn into World War III. It all depends on how many people wake up by that time. But I'm very, very positive that it's going to be millions of people by that time, even in Europe, even though the main battlefield where this war is won or lost is going to be the United States, because that's here you have many more people who have already woken up.
Dr. Reiner Fulmich, stay right there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Fulmic.com or crimesagainsthumanitytour.com. And we really appreciate him being here with us as the globalists publicly meet and close ranks, having the WEF merge with the UN, making all these authoritarian statements. I want you to go into the key points you've got, Doctor, but first, why do you think they're being so blunt about it now? We're going to censor you, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll be on carbon rations, we're going to make you take all these shots. We want new lockdowns. The world economy is going to collapse. That's good. I played the clip last hour and the hour. I mean, I played it twice today. Them saying you deserve this. It'll save the earth. I mean, this is sick. A corrupt ruling class obsessed with depopulation, giving us poison shots, flying in on private jets, thousands of prostitutes flying in, thousands of troops guarding them. And then they're telling us we deserve to die while they prepare new lockdowns that will kill tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions. I mean, this is just unbelievable to watch. Why do you think they are emerging now and being so arrogant?
Well, my personal view is that they've overplayed their hand and that they did not expect so many of us to wake up. My personal assessment is that they were pushed into an early start. They were going to announce the pandemic, or the plandemic rather, in early 2020 when there weren't any cases. And so they had to create these cases, and they did that with the help of the PCR test. But because of this early start, I think it's an early start, they're making many mistakes. And by overplaying their hand, by crossing too many red lines, now they have a problem with more and more people waking up. That's why I think they're going further than they probably intended to go, because we're close to, really, really close, in my view at least, to a tipping point. And I think this shouldn't have happened, at least according to their plans. It shouldn't have happened quite yet. But they need to come up with a new narrative. You can see their desperation in the fact that they're trying to play the same story over again. Monkeypox is nothing but Corona 2.0. And that just shows you that they're hard-pressed to come up with something that'll keep people in panic mode. Therefore, I think they're going to need that other narrative to kick in very quickly, and that other narrative being the war in Ukraine, which is probably going to spill over into Germany and then the rest of Europe. That's my personal assessment.
I totally agree with you, but even the Pope, that's a big globalist supporter, came out 2 weeks ago and said, NATO started this war. They overthrew the elected government 8 years ago in Ukraine. They were pushing into Russian-held areas, attacking people with military force. So, I mean, even the Pope is saying this needs to stop. I mean, this is out of control. You can see that Klaus Schwab isn't arrogant anymore. As you said, he's desperate. They admit in their leaked communiques and documents they've been desperate for years. And the wheels are coming off of this, and more people are awake than ever. What do you expect them to do? I think they're going to double down.
I do too. They don't have a choice. I have a good friend who I met in India, a German ex-investment banker. He was so discouraged and so disgusted with the banking system, the financial mafia, he called it, quite correctly, that he spent a year at an Indian ashram. And what this, he calls him the enlightened person or guru, whatever you want to call him, what this guy told him is that these people will more or less be forced to kill themselves, because once they're exposed, they don't have a choice. They don't want to be paraded in front of the TV cameras. They don't want to have to be, they don't want to be taken to court. So I think that is the major problem that they have. The wheels are coming off of this. That's true. Everything is out of control. And that's why they're not really, they're not careful enough. They're not, they don't have the power anymore to control everything that's happening. And that's why, that's what makes it so dangerous, because that, and I think that's one of the reasons why the Pope came in. Of course he belongs to them, but that's why he came in saying, hey, stop, this is going a little too far. Yes, it is, because this is like a fuse that they light it and that they can't stop anymore. It's going to keep on going unless a big portion of the European population rises up, and I have serious doubts that they will.
Absolutely. And again, I would use the Nazi example of Erwin Rommel warning Hitler not to launch Operation Barbarossa into Russia. It wasn't that he was even pro-Russia or pro-communist. He knew they would end up losing. And it's the same thing with the Pope saying, stop it. We're losing. You don't start more wars. Don't accelerate this. Back off.
Yeah, because the thing is, they don't want to kill themselves by starting a nuclear war, which will probably, which cannot really be controlled. I know there's a lot of talk about tactical nuclear strikes. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if that happens, if one or the other side will still be able to take a step back and calm down. I seriously doubt that. On the other hand, there are a lot of people out there, including Dr. Zelenko, who are saying the world needs a cleansing. Maybe that's what it takes. I think he's probably correct. The big problem is, what kind of cleansing are we going to see? I would prefer the kind of cleansing that that does not involve any violence, by, for example, allowing people to understand what's going on and then disconnecting, disengaging, decoupling from all of these global corporations and global NGOs, which are all owned by the very same people. And let me tell you this, this is happening already. I don't know if Russia is really going to pull away from the World Economic Forum. They're saying this, but we don't know what role they're really playing. However, there's another tiny country in Latin America, Ecuador. They are definitely pulling away. I just saw a video yesterday which seems to be real, and maybe Brazil is also going to pull out of the WHO. So some things point in that direction, because in my view, that is the only way to solve this problem. Of course, you can have your legal efforts. We're going to continue with those. Of course, we have to believe that there is a higher power that will come to our aid. But the most important thing for them, or for this higher power to come to our aid, if you believe in spirituality or religion or whatever, is that we ourselves get up first and do something. And that means we have to understand what's going on and disconnect from them, because they need us, but we don't need them. Maybe one of the first countries to do that is a tiny little island country in 1,000 miles northeast of Australia called Vanuatu. Nobody's ever heard of them. But these people there are so pissed off at what's been done to them, they could see directly the WHO interfering with their sovereignty, and not just advising them, which is what they thought they would do when they came into the country, but giving them orders. So they want to pull out of this as well, and I think that's going to be a perfect example for the rest of the world to see how easy it really is to show them the door and to send them back to where they came from.
That's right. Stay there, Dr. Reiner Fulmick. I want to come back and give you the floor on other facets and issues you want to raise. I've got my own questions as well, but no doubt we are at a critical crossroads in human development. Our future is really being decided right now, and this audience is the largest, most informed audience out there. That's why you're so precious, and why I salute and thank you all. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars has made history.
You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Dr. Judy Mikovits, who's worked with Fauci at the highest levels that he just mentioned, has been on the show before. It went super viral, it was like a year ago. She's on Friday with us, and they head up, Dr. Reiner Fulmick and Dr. Mikovits head up the Crimes Against Humanity Terror.com. Be sure and be part of that. Very, very important information. Fulmich.com, FULLMICH.com. Talking about coffin nails, this tyranny. Fulmich, because I've seen his speeches and read his writings, is, I think, the most succinct in explaining the big picture of this and what we're facing. But I played this clip already three times today. I'm not going to play it again. But they're at the Davos group saying, you deserve the pain and it's good. And then they're doing nothing for the environment and living like ultra-rich pigs that stole their money, who on average doubled their money during the vertical integration. And they go on to say, this is going to hurt little people, small businesses, but it's worth it. These people are just outrageous in their chutzpah, their bravado, their arrogance, whatever you want to call it. Now, the doc's nice, and he's pausing, you know, for me to respond. But I told him I want him to host most of this segment and the next show. You got the floor, sir. I want you to cover everything and anything you want to get to.
Well, thank you very much. Here's our take. Again, when I say our take, I mean the Corona Investigative Committee's take, and also Judy Mikovits's and also Patrick Wood's take on this. We believe that much of or almost everything that we're seeing is just a grand illusion that was created by psychologists, psychiatrists, sociologists, and that has been planned for at least 10 years, probably a little longer. They're using psychological terrorism, and the major vector or their major means of transporting this message of panic and fear is the mainstream media. That is why we, as the grand jury, the model grand jury investigation group of people, the international group of lawyers, decided we're going to need additional testimony on these two aspects, psychological terrorism and the media's role. That's when we turned, this is a week ago, that's when we turned once again to Professor Matthias Desmet. He is probably the most knowledgeable as far as his theory of mass formation is concerned. And he once again explained to us that it does look as though this has been long planned. The other side has done everything in their power to disorient us, to take away our identities, genderism and all that, and to eventually lead us to believe that we're all alone, we can't turn to anyone. So that is one of the major ingredients, loneliness. Loneliness, and then out of this follows what he calls free-floating anxiety, and that was the perfect grounds for installing this agenda, because free-floating anxiety needs a target to home in on, and that target, they decided, would be the corona pandemic. So there you have it. You have people who are isolated from each other, who don't believe in their being social beings anymore, and then they turn to this common enemy towards the pandemic, towards corona, and all of a sudden they have something to focus on. All of a sudden it's not free-floating anxiety anymore. All of a sudden they know, oh, that's where the enemy is. And that's also the point at which they forget about their individual sovereignty, because everything they're doing is from now on for the common good, without them realizing that it is not really the common good, but rather it's for the good of those people who have been planning this. Mark Crispin Miller, Professor Mark Crispin Miller, is a professor from NYU, New York University. He specializes in media. He explained to us in great detail how the media were used to transport this message, to convey this message to as many people as possible. That's why we believe the solution to all of this, apart from the legal efforts that need to continue, especially in this country, it doesn't make any sense in Germany at this point, but especially in this country. That's why we believe the most important message that we can get out there is give everybody an opportunity to look at the real facts and then check whether or not these facts are in line with what he's been suspicious of, he or she has been suspicious of for a long time, and then they'll know who's speaking the truth and who isn't speaking the truth. But then, and only then, will they understand that we're not dealing with politicians making any mistakes. that we're not dealing with negligence or anything, but we're dealing with politicians who are not our politicians, but rather theirs, and that we're dealing with intent, which legally translates into there is no immunity for anyone. As soon as you end up with intent, with malicious creation of damages, there is no immunity anymore. But then they also understand that the easiest way out of this is by simply disconnecting. Don't watch these mainstream media anymore, the dying media, as we call them. Do not listen to what the World Health Organization or the World Economic Forum or the UN or any other of these global NGOs are saying, but revert back to real democracy. And real democracy has to do with bottom-up and not top-down. We don't need any globalists to tell us in our family, in our community, in our regions what to do. We in our family, we in our region, we in our community, we know what's good for us. That's why we think, and many Americans seem to agree with that because it's happening already, that's why we think we have to disconnect and start our own tailor-made, custom-made system of the judiciary, if we need it, healthcare, education, extremely important, and economics, designed to serve the people where they live, to serve their needs, their individual needs. That's important. Because many people seem to believe, oh, somebody's got to tell me what to do, or I have to ask for permission to do what I intend to do. No, that is not the case. As long as you understand that we, each and every one of us, has their individual sovereignty. It's not just national sovereignty, but it's also individual sovereignty. Or as Judy Mikovits always says, God-given immunity. Probably the best way to explain this. I mean, I keep telling everyone that I'm not religious, but that has to do with the fact that I believe religions, all the churches have failed us. I don't believe in organized religion because that's about power. But spirituality may be the same thing. My wife seems to believe that. So that is an additional element apart from the fact that we need to get the information out, apart from the fact that we need to continue with our legal efforts. There is a higher power out there. And if you realize that, if you understand that, then nothing can go wrong, because as we've seen in the past, anyone who's ever tried to play God has never gone unpunished. Therefore, ultimately, the problem is humongous, it's huge, but the solution is very, very simple. Because we are the 99.999 whatever percent, and they're less than 1%. It's just an illusion. And the only way to understand is by looking at the real facts, try to check up on them, try to get your information not from the mainstream media anymore, but try to get it from people like Alex and myself and the Corona Investigative Committee, from Judy, from Patrick Wood, and all the others who really have taken a deep dive into what we're seeing here. My testimony, or what I'm telling you right now, is not based on my experience. It's based on what the experts from all walks of science have told us over the last 2 years, almost 2 years now, since July 10th. That's when we founded the Corona Investigative Committee. And I have absolutely no reason to believe that these highly esteemed experts, including Dr. Mike Yeadon, former vice president of Pfizer, including...
Hold on, stay there, Dr. Reiner Fulmick, final segment straight ahead, start over, about 10 seconds back. When we come back, this is so critical, powerful information. Find out more at Fulmick.com, Crimes Against Humanity Tour.com, and support us, please, at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In history, and there's no doubt with all the weapons and all the technology we've got, this is the most dangerous period in human history, hands down. Dr. Reiner Fulmick is our guest. He's been leading the charge on pointing out the crimes against humanity that have taken place. And I want to be crystal clear, as dark as this news is, it's good to know that there's a hole out in that field you're going to be out in at night so you don't break your leg. So we're not being negative here. We're laying out what's really going on, and what he said when he first came on 50 minutes ago is so critical. The pendulum is swinging back. There is a great awakening. The globalists are having to accelerate their program, not out of strength, but out of weakness. And so we don't just have hope. We know they're coming with the worldwide lockdowns. We know. I told you years ago they do it again. It's in their own plans. Their arrogance will be their undoing. And the next thing he said was they have angered and enraged, to paraphrase, the real scientists, the real lawyers, the real doctors, the real people. And so the sleeping giant has been awakened. Like when Admiral Yamamoto launched Pearl Harbor under orders, he said we shouldn't do it. He'd already written them letters back to the emperor saying, don't invade the mainland, because the Japanese emperor wanted to do that. Behind every blade of grass, there is a rifle. And he said, I fear we have awakened the sleeping giant and filled it with terrible determination. And so there's no way they win now. The question is, how bad will this fight be, and how should we fight this fight? I think it should be peaceful. With information, their only hope is roping us into violence. That's why I'm against that. Dr. Fulmick, again, you've got the floor. Please continue.
Yeah, I want to direct your attention to two aspects of this crisis that I think are critical. One is the role of the media, of course, and the other is what about the judiciary? Professor Mark Crispin Miller of NYU explained to us that, and this everyone needs to know this, that in 2014, I think it was under the Obama administration propaganda. Everyone has always known that propaganda is used by NATO, by the allied partners of NATO, by the Five Eyes, against the enemy. The enemy, as perceived by us, was Russia or China or whatever. But in 2014, it became possible for propaganda to be used against our own people here in the U.S. And that's what the mainstream media are engaging on. They're using propaganda against their own people by spreading outright lies and, more importantly, by censoring everything and everyone who's not in line with our government, which, as I said, is in reality the world.
And Dr. Fulmer, just to interrupt, I want to back you up. You can pull up the article's headline, Congress legalizes use of propaganda against Americans. Obama legalizes use of propaganda. They didn't even hide this then. They admitted it, and now we've seen the aftermath of it.
Yeah, that's why it's so important. Once you know that, it's going to be a whole lot easier to turn off your TV and to turn off your radio, at least when it comes to the so-called mainstream media, which, as we all know, you've explained this over and over again, are owned by basically five or six corporations with these psychopaths controlling these corporations. Now let's take a look at the judiciary. As far as I'm concerned, the only place where the judiciary has an effect when it still applies the rule of law is here in the United States. Maybe in India, because India has a functioning judiciary, but certainly not in Europe, and in particular not in Germany. Why am I saying this? Just to give you the details on this one. About a little over a year ago, a German judge in the town of Weimar decided that he would hear a case that was brought to his attention by a woman, a mother of two underage children, 7 and 9 years old. She told this judge, my children are being tortured. They have to take PCR tests every other day. There's social distancing. They have to wear masks. They can't sleep at night. They have belly aches, headaches. They wake up in the middle of the night screaming. You've got to do something about it. And he said, yes, I will. I'm going to talk to the experts because I'm just the judge, but when I don't have any firsthand knowledge about stuff, I have to turn to experts. And that's what he did. He turned to four esteemed professors from renowned universities, one of them being a PCR test expert, another one being someone who's very knowledgeable about masks, and the third one was a child psychologist. Based on their testimony, his decision said, school, stop this. This is illegal. There is no factual basis for any of this, and as there's no factual basis, there's no legal basis, this is unconstitutional. 3 weeks later, his house, his car, and his office were searched. His cell phone and his computers were seized. Same thing happened to the experts. Same thing happened to the attorney who represented the children's interests. And the same thing happened to a friend of the judge's just because she was a friend of his. That's why, and he was, the decision was not a decision that was totally out of whack because it was in line with two very identical decisions that were handed down first by an appellate court in Portugal stating PCR tests cannot be the basis of anything because they can't tell you anything about
it. Sure, the inventor said it was a fraud for viral tests. Exactly. So we have the deep state openly attacking judges now. That shows their incredible arrogance.
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying the only place where the judiciary, at least in parts, is still functioning, and where you have the advantages of the American legal system, meaning you have class actions, meaning you have pretrial discovery, which is a real
So what you're saying is the fight for the world is happening here in America.
Exactly, because here, if you look at the federal court's decision from Florida from, I think, April 18th, which said there is no authority for the CDC to issue mask mandates to rule that there must be masks worn on planes, on trains, etc., they have no authority for this. A day later, and of course we all remember the pictures of people dancing on the planes, including the flight attendants, including pilots, that was the most important signal sent to the entire world because it tells the world that 90% of Americans do not agree with what's going on because 90% of Americans took off their masks.
That's but right. So you've traveled the world. You've seen as bad as America is, it's the best house in a bad neighborhood, and we should really fight here. Dr. Fulmick, everybody should visit your site. Everybody should get involved. Everybody should go to the tour, crimesagainsthumanitytour.com. I want to invite you back as soon as you want to come back. We appreciate your stellar work, and we salute you. 30-second closing comment.
Well, thank you very much. The only thing I have to add is don't believe the illusion. In order to get away from it, go out into nature, connect with nature, do your own thing, grow your own food, have your own energy, solar energy, whatever, but try to be independent of the mainstream, and then you'll find your peace of mind, and you'll find like-minded people, and you'll be surprised how many of us are out there. I suppose that here in this country, it's at least 50, probably 60% who are not in line with the government.
That's right. They use the fact that we're in an industrialized capacity under their control and unindependent to control us and hold us hostage. The key is creating our own communities again. Dr. Fulmick, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Powerful interview. Everybody will post it to Bandout Video later. Share it. You can't share the Bandout Video links most places. You got to share theinfowar.tv. Theinfowar.tv takes the same place. All right. I'm going to come back in 5 more minutes to hand the baton to the guest host. Owen Schroyer's coming on in a little over an hour at 3 p.m. Central. Infowars.com/show and find stations that we really support across the country. Please financially keep Infowars on the air. Get great products you already need. Today's the last day to get X2 for 40% off when you get it with Ultra 12 or buy it sold for 25% off at InfowarsStore.com. Alpha Power, super boost for men and women, your libido, stamina, energy, pre-workout, post-workout, everything. It's 40% off. InfowarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that's been going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking the top button right there to donate. Straight donations are really keeping us on air. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free if you'd like to order via the telephone. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And the P.O. Box is also at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back in hour number 4. Wow, what a powerful broadcast so far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.